Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Showing Up to Your Life podcast and YouTube channel. Art Burns here, you there. I hope you're all doing great. I hope you're having a wonderful moment, right? And when I say wonderful moment, you know, it doesn't mean that I think that I, or it doesn't mean that I hope that things are going especially well or especially badly or whatever. Like, I'm not, I mean, I hope you're finding pleasure, of course. I hope that your suffering is as low as possible. You know, I want you to be happy, yes, right? But when I say a wonderful moment, right? That's bigger, right? That's bigger than anything that we could possibly be experiencing in terms of, you know, difficulty or you know, suffering. Like, even when it gets to really big levels of suffering, but that's a lot harder to wrap our heads around. So let's take ourselves back to the kind of, you know, the sort of suffering that we talk about, like, you know, when you wake up in the morning and, you know, something you've asked your partner who goes to the store all the time, and you've asked her, you know, for the last 2 weeks, hey, could you get some paper towels because I have to clean out the lizard cage, and like, we need paper towels for that, right? I also need paper towels for my cast iron cookware, right? Like, it's just part of the process. Now, we try not to use too many paper towels, but we try to keep some in hand, right? And so when I wake up this morning and I'm looking for the paper towels that I need and they still aren't there, you know, that right there is a moment of suffering for me, right? Now, of course, it's very easy to say, like, oh, but that's, come on, Art, you know, there's people dying out there. There's, you know, heat waves and climate disaster and all that. And yes, I get it. I totally get it, right? And I believe you and I feel you, right? And once I get regulated from my moment of suffering, yes, I can also look at it the same way and say that this, you know, this first world problem of not having enough paper towels is not that big a deal, right? But that doesn't matter in the moment, right? In the moment, my need for paper towels is very high. And in the moment, my emotion, right, of you know, the emotion that I feel in the face of having asked my partner many, many times to get the paper towels, right? And she'll even, I mean, she laughs about it. She's like, look, it's on my shopping list. You know, look, right here, there it is. And I just didn't get it, right? And of course, she's apologizing. And of course, she doesn't mean it. And of course, it's not something where she's like plotting, like, I'm going to not get him paper towels. And I'm going to mess him up for all the time. I'm going to put him in such a bad mood. Like, there's nothing to gain from any of that, right? So that's not what's going on, right? And I understand, like, she's busy too. She's got things going on, right? She was on vacation the last couple of weeks, so she was running around with the kids, and I had all this time to work, so that was really beautiful too, right? So I get it, right? And once I can sort of regulate myself, then I can see all of that, right? Then I can put it all back into that proper and appropriate and accurate perspective. And now I too can see that, yeah, it's a first world problem and we can make do, right? And yes, and I will make do, and I have made do, right? And that's the point, right? Is that most of the time when we experience suffering, right, we're experiencing suffering that is coming from a perception that we have, right? An idea of how things are supposed to be, right? And so for me, it's very easy for me to like go back, not just a little personal information here, you know, up until about, what, 6 years ago or something like that, my wife didn't drive, right? So my daughter is, you know, almost 13 now. So for 7 years, right, of being a father, I was 100% responsible for going to the store, for getting what we needed, for all that stuff. Anything that involved a car was completely on me. And yes, it was hard. It was very, very hard to live those days, right? But here's the thing, right? This morning, as I'm thinking about, you know, well, I've asked, you know, it's easy for me now to say something and very accurately say, when I was responsible for doing all of the grocery shopping, nobody ever had to wait 2 weeks for paper towels or whatever it was, right? And so that's, you know, again, so my perception of how things are supposed to be is based mostly on how I performed back then, right? But that's me. That's not my wife, right? And she doesn't have to be like me, right? That's not a requirement. And sure, if it got so bad, if I thought this thing was that bad, sure, I could leave the marriage, right? We could get a divorce. I mean, getting divorced over a roll of paper towels seems a little harsh, but, you know, but if that's what it came down to, that's what could happen, right? And the point that I'm trying to make is that it's very easy for me to become resentful for that person, right? And in this case, it's my wife, but this could very easily be a coworker. This could be somebody on the road who didn't turn when the light changed. It, you know, it could be somebody at a Starbucks who, like, you know, took too long ordering their drink and flustered the girl behind the counter, and now my drink's messed up because the girl made a mistake because of your drink. You know, it's very easy for us to get into these kind of, you know, feelings about, you know, who's responsible for our difficulty, for our suffering on whatever level it is, right? And in that, you know, in that sort of you know, kind of process of finding someone I can direct my resentment towards, right? Like, what is that? Right. So what that really is that is just spending a lot more of my energy. It's spending a lot more of my, my attention. Right. Like I could sit here and think all day about how wrong it is that I don't have paper towels here and I can't go out and get it because I'm too busy at work and got the kids and it's just not possible. It's not fair. It's not right. And it's, you know, all that stuff, right? I could spend all day thinking about that, right? And what happens then, right? What exactly do I get from that? Well, number one, I don't get the paper towels any sooner, right? It definitely doesn't, like, the paper towels don't just appear because I get angry or something, right? That doesn't happen. Most likely, as I sit in this resentment all day, I'm probably going to fire off a couple of really hurtful texts towards my wife and partner. I'm probably going to make her feel real bad. And I'm going to create this like, you know, fight between us that is really, again, just over a paper towel. But I'm not going to make it just about the paper towels, of course, right? The fight's going to be about, you know, that time 7-8 years ago when when I had to do all the shopping. God darn it, you know, like, right? Like that, I could spend all day doing that. And then what am I really doing though, right? At that point, I am no longer here. I am no longer showing up in my life. I am no longer available. I'm no longer available to my children. I'm not available to my friends. I'm not available to my pets. I'm not available to, my pet was right there just a minute ago. He moved. I'm not available to my plants. I'm not available to any number of obligations that I have in my life, right? I am not available to them because I'm in this world of just frenetic thinking and trying to blame and trying to, you know, oh, I want the world to know how unfair this is, right? Now listen, I get it, right? It is unfair. And you do want the world to know it sometimes. And you know what? There is a time and place for that too, right? And if we can remain regulated, right? If I'm not just firing off angry texts and I'm not just stewing in this all day, right? If instead I can allow myself to be regulated, well then, and not fire off any texts throughout the day, and then, I mean, I just sent one, said, could you please stop for paper towels on your way home tonight, please, right? Literally just like that, not angry, not throwing any F-bombs in there, not saying, you know, get the paper towels, you XYZ thing, right? I'm not doing anything like that, just very straightforward, and that's the only text I will send today. And now, if I remain regulated, well, then when my partner returns this evening, hopefully with at least a 3-pack of, you know, discount paper towels that she's, because we're only cleaning poop with it. We don't need anything fancy, you know. if she comes home with something, you know, she comes home tonight with that, well, then in my place of regulation, now I can sit down and I can have a conversation, and I can say, I can explain to her how much I am hurt by the fact that I asked and I asked and I asked, and the paper towels just never showed up. I can explain how I feel that you know, when I was the one responsible for 100% of the grocery shopping, which is not what is happening now. Right now we divide it, right? But, you know, she just tends to go to those bigger box stores without the kids and stuff like that. But anyway, right, in that place of regulation, I can have that conversation with her. I can tell her how I feel that I used to not have to be told 4 or 5 times to get paper towels. I never inconvenienced those in the home that way. I can have that conversation from a place of, hey, I'm hurting here. You know, this lack of action on your part really caused me some suffering. Can we please talk about this so that you really understand where I'm coming from? Because I know that if you understood how this made me feel, you would never not get the paper towels, right? You wouldn't do it. I know you wouldn't, because I know you love me. Right. And so if I can have that conversation, well, maybe then something changes. Right. Maybe then something, you know, very important shifts, and now life becomes different in a way. Right. And that's growth. That's evolution. That's positive relationships. Right. That's healthy. Right. Firing off angry texts and, you know, slamming doors and, you know, snapping at the kids and all the canceling appointments. That's not healthy. That's not growth. That's stress. That's disease. That's harm. That's sickness. And so how do we do all this, right? Okay, all right, yeah, fine, I get it, right? I get it. You got pissed off about the paper towels, but you got this whole day in front of you, you're trying to stay regulated. Okay, so what does that all mean, right? Well, now, I don't know if you watch TikTok at all. I've recently been doing TikTok videos every day. I figure, you know, my kids just, every time I bring up mindfulness, my kids like roll their eyes and put their fingers in their ears and leave the room, you know? So, but they're on TikTok all the time, so I'm going to get them that way. I'm only kidding. I'm doing it because it's a great platform. There's a lot of people out there, and I've already gotten like kind of a lot of traction on my social media posts, on my TikTok posts. But anyway, this morning I did one just on this, right? But it's only 60 seconds long. So let me expand on it a little bit for you. Okay. So how does regulation happen, right? Now, regulation is not like a one and done kind of thing. Right. And, you know, and a lot of times that's the way we feel about things in our lives. Right. Like we learn to eat. We never have to learn to eat again. Right. We know how to eat now. And I can eat for the rest of my life. Never have to, unless I go into a coma. I never have to relearn things like that. Right. It's a skill. And now I do it. Right. Well, and at this, and while self-regulation is a skill, right, it is something you have to develop and get good at. Right. But it's never the kind of thing that once you're good at it, you don't have to deal with it anymore, right? Like eating, right? I mean, it approaches that at some point, I'm sure. And I'm sure for people who are, you know, venerable monks who have been living for, you know, 30 years in a monastery, yeah, they might have it down to that kind of level where they don't have to really work on it, right? But most of us are going to, for our whole lives, have this kind of, you know, the need for this kind of process of self-regulation. That's the way to look at it, as a process. And that process can be looked at, in my favorite term, as a moment-by-moment course correction. Okay, I often like to illustrate this with sailing. You know, when I was a little kid, I think I told you all this story. When I was a little kid, I had this uncle and aunt who were actually my father's uncles and aunts. So they were my great uncle and aunt. And so they had this sailboat, right? And they used to sail in races and stuff like that. It wasn't that fancy or anything, but it was like, you know, had a cabin. We used to sleep on it, you know, with my cousins and stuff who were adults, you know, when I was a kid and stuff. And so, you know, so it was really wonderful times, right? And so, you know, and so one of the things that I, you know, my uncle Sterling let me, steer the boat, right? And I mean, I was, you know, 6, 7 years old. It was like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever, you know? But I remember even back then, right? He was like, you know, what he would do is he would say, okay, you see that white house off on the other side of the shore there that you can see, the big white house there? Yeah, you see? Okay, if you keep that in between those two poles on the front of the boat, you know, just make sure that house is in between those two poles. You're going to see it come out and bring it back, you know? And, you know, that's the way it works, right? It's not like, okay, aim it for the house and now I can walk away. I can go get a soda and go, you know, whatever, go talk to my cousins or something. If we did that, we might end up who knows where, right? I mean, the boat might turn around. Who knows where it's going to go, right? And so the idea then is that, you know, course correction, right? That you set the course and then as you drift, you correct. As you drift, you correct. Right? And that's my favorite way of looking at self-regulation, because that's what it is, right? It's just a constant, you know, constant process of just checking in with yourself and monitoring. You know, now, of course, and this is where the skillfulness comes in, right? As we develop, and the skillfulness that I talk about is not necessarily the skillfulness of regulation. What it really is the skill of self-awareness, right? Because as you know, what I usually do with my clients, right, is I always do this with my clients by week like three, right, that my clients are working with me, I assign them a very simple practice of pausing. Right. And I tell them, set a timer for 4 times a day at least. Every time the timer goes off, you're just going to do a very simple process. It could take 30 seconds. Right. You're just going to check in. You know, the timer goes off. You stop what you're doing. You check in with your body. Just what does my body feel like? Right. Like, am I excited? Am I feeling heavy? Am I feeling, you know, very anxious? Am I tense? Am I, you know, what does my body feel like right now? Right. And now what do my emotions feel like, right? Am I angry about something? Am I happy? Am I sad? You know, what am I feeling right now emotionally? And now what are my thoughts doing? And specifically asking yourself, are my thoughts feeling like they're racing through my mind right now? Or do my thoughts feel like they're kind of got like an even mellow flow to them, right? Or anywhere in between, right? Those are the polar extremes. So in between there, what are we at, right? Where are my thoughts at, right? And so by checking in with my sensations, my emotions, and my thoughts, as one of my clients named Set, right? She says, I did my set 4 times today. So awesome. Like 4 sets of Set. All right. And so when you do that, right, that's, you're practicing self-awareness, right? You check, because really those 3 aspects are really how we experience life, right? We experience life in our body, we experience life in our emotion, and we experience life in our thoughts, right? Now, there's a 4th sort of pillar of mindfulness that we talk about, which is, you know, understanding the patterns that my, you know, like I have this pattern, right? Because for so long I had to, I had to do all the grocery shopping. And for me, it was really hard to do that. And so I have this pattern that if that's not done, well, somebody's just not trying hard enough, right? That's a pattern behavior, right? So let's set that 4th one aside for now, though. And I usually do with the pause, because that's a deeper concept and that can get people confused a little bit and get hung up on that. So I usually just work with the 3, right? And then after a little coaching, we'll start getting into that 4th thing, right? But for now, just pausing 4 times a day and checking in body or sensations, emotions, thoughts, Set, right? And as I do that day after day after day, what happens is I start, you know, my clients all report this, right? Is that after, you know, 2-3 weeks of doing this every day, right? They find that they're just constantly checking in with themselves, right? They're pausing 40 times a day, right? And the thing is that at that point, and I don't belabor I don't like nitpick or anything like that, but the reality is that they're not necessarily pausing 40 times a day. What they're doing is they're just constantly checking in with themselves, right? So there's no longer a pause there. It's that they're checking in like on the fly, right? Which that's the magic, right? That's what we want. Because now I'm going to sense, when my body's going to call out to me and tell me what's going on. I don't have to, you know, ring the doorbell and say, hey, everything okay? My body's going to, from the bottom up, going to say, hey, Art, we're feeling some tension here, dude. What's going on here? Right? And as I feel that, right, as soon as I feel that kind of tension arise, well, now I know that I'm in a need of regulation, right? I know that that White House has now slipped outside of those two poles on the front of the boat. So now I know that I have to, whatever I have to do to get that house back to there, right? Now, so on a boat, it's very simple. If the house moved to the right, then I got to turn the wheel this way. If the house moved to the left, I got to turn the wheel this way, right? Very, very simple with steering a boat or steering anything for that matter, right? With our body and our emotions and our thoughts, it's a little bit different. It's a little more complex. And so, but yet it is quite simple at the same time, right? Or it can be brought down to a very simple level, right? And in any case, or 99.9% of the cases out there, right? When we feel that tension rising, and that tension in your body is nothing more than your body, you know, again, indicating to you that something's wrong, right? Something is happening here that needs attention, right? Now, most people, like I for so many years, we don't listen to our body. We don't pay attention. So my body's been telling me this my whole life, right? But I've never paid attention to it. So instead, I just have another cup of coffee and I just, you know, head down and I just keep working. And then at the end of the day, I have a couple of beers and I, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? And just never really paying attention to what my body's saying, right? So it's not something that my body's doing differently. That's not the training. The training is just noticing what my body is telling me. And so when my body is telling me that, right? When my body's telling me that, and really the body is the best way to notice it, right? But here's the thing. The thoughts create the emotions. The emotions create the sensation of the body. It's a very simple way to look at it, right? Now, of course, it's a cycle, right? Because then the sensation of your body is going to create more thoughts that are going to be in the same kind of way. So it is a cyclical thing. But if we look at it in this way that the thoughts create the emotions create the sensations of the body, what that means is that when I feel that sensation in my body, now I know that something's happening between my thoughts and my emotions and my body, right? And so now I have something to work with, okay? And so the minute I feel that, right, the minute I notice that my body is feeling tension, now I have something that I can do. And in 99.9% of the time, I can ask myself two very simple questions, right, to get myself back into regulation. The questions are, is there something in this moment that I can let go? Or is there something in this moment that I can accept? Okay, so what happened to me this morning? Perfect example, right? As I'm feeling this tension, I'm having this urge to slam a door. I mean, I even kicked my backpack because it was in my way. I could have bent over and picked it up, but I kicked it instead and felt good, you know? And so, you know, but when I find myself doing that, right, that's again, that's the indication that something is happening, right? Now, I can check in and say, okay, yeah, I'm feeling this tension and now I'm feeling, you know, now I can examine my emotions and I can feel, yeah, you know what, I'm feeling angry and I'm feeling, you know, disappointed and I'm feeling, you know, upset and I'm feeling, you know, a little sad. I'm feeling all these different emotions right now about this thing, right? And I'm having all these thoughts, right? That like it's not fair and that it should be different and that all this kind of stuff, right? And so now I can simply ask myself, okay, what happens if I just accept that we, you know, my wife didn't get the paper towels? She'll get it later today. I mean, it's not, and if it was an absolute emergency, I could go, right? Like, I don't want to. It's a hassle. It's not fair that I would have to, but I could, right? If I need to, I can just go down to the store and pick up the paper towels, right? Or I'm sure we have some, like, probably have a drawer full of, like, Chipotle napkins somewhere in the house too, right? There's many other ways to deal with this rather than thinking the world is coming to an end because I don't have paper towels, right? So if I can accept it, now I can start thinking about, you know, not thinking about, but I can release myself from this heaviness, right? If I can accept the fact that we don't have the paper towels, and I can let go of the fact that, you know, I know I want the paper towels. I don't want this to happen, but I can let go of that. It feels so good just even talking about this, right? Because then what happens is once I let all that go, once I accept all of it, now I'm back. Now I'm back to showing up to life. Now I can do this video for you. I can, you know, take my daughter out. She wants to go out for this cup of, like, crazy Momo tea that they have. I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's tea with these little, like, pellets inside that you chew, and there's little flavors inside. They love this stuff. So my daughter's dying to go over there. And now that I'm regulated, I can say, okay, sure, let's go. Let's go get your Momo tea. We can, or Bobo tea. Sorry, yeah. The place is called MoMA. No, the place is called Momo Tea House, and the tea is called Boba Tea. So I think I have it straight now. But you see, this is what matters. This is life, right? The fact that my daughter loves this tea, that is what matters. That is life. And so spending the 15 minutes with her, taking her there and having this tea with her, that is showing up to life. And I cannot do that from a place of dysregulation. I just can't. You know, I mean, I could go through the motions and, all right, Lucy, what kind of tea do you want? All right, you want to go get a taco? Fine, we'll go get a taco. You know, like, but I'm not likely to connect, right? I mean, who knows what we could talk about in these 15 minutes that I take her to this tea house, right? I mean, who knows? We might talk about something that is the most important thing for her in her whole life, her whole 13-year-old life, right? And that's what showing up to life is all about, folks. And it's all reliant on regulation, and regulation largely is all reliant on accepting and letting go. If you have any questions about that, please drop me an email, put a comment in the YouTube, or use the link that I have below to book your free 45-minute coaching session with me. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Wish you well. Take care.